Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti. So the Perry Chamber of Commerce serves lots of purposes in the community, whether that's putting on events like BRRRR or highlighting certain businesses in the community. But one of the big things that the Perry Chamber of Commerce does is host ribbon cuttings for new businesses or businesses that have reopened into the community. And yesterday was a ribbon cutting for a bakery here in Perry. So can you just talk to us a little bit about what the business is and how the ribbon cutting was received by the community?
So just yesterday, we welcomed our very newest business to town, brand new business to town, brand new individuals to town, basically, in the last year. So that is Maddie Cakes Bakery. So we're really excited to see any kind of new business coming to town, but especially one that fills the needs, what we are hearing from community members when they say that they wish they had more of such and such type of business, or when we're looking at continuing to fill the downtown with more businesses. So that's really exciting to have this new business that fills a niche with bakery and all fresh and made right there, all kinds of different things from cupcakes and muffins to donut and specialty cakes and decorating and all those things. So things that we don't have already, it's always nice to see how new businesses can fill those void and then complement other businesses too. So they're working with Mountain High Coffee to bring in some of their beans and have some coffee drinks to go along with their treats as well. So that's a good combination, working with another local business as well. So it's just really nice to have that official welcome and introduction to the new business and to the community, and then also show our support as a chamber network and the community as well. So she opened her doors at 8 a.m. We were there at 10 a.m. And by that time, and she was nearly sold out of everything, and shortly thereafter was completely sold out after having a complete full case to start off the morning. So just really exciting to see that support that outpoured into that new business.
Now, as it relates to that business, what are some things that people should know about it, you know, whether they should get in early to get their treats because they might go quickly, or what times of the day they might be able to get out there and get some of the sweet treats that they've been looking for?
Yeah, so as Maddie explained to people that were there at the ribbon cutting, but a nice way to get the message out to those that were not, this is a new business. So there's lots of new things and adjustments being made, seeing what the community wants and needs and all that timing. So for now, she is working on certain hours, but once things are sold out, they're sold out. So it's a matter of kind of closing, taking a step back, producing more throughout the day, or kind of closing early. So it'll be fun to see, but she will be taking custom orders for the holidays with cookies and pies and cakes for special events. But you can walk in and even get some gluten sensitive muffins as well, all baked there. So really exciting to see not only a new business, but a property downtown that has been renovated by a Perry local as well. And so to see that reinvestment into our community, hopefully that spurs a continuation of development and upkeep and encouraging people to consider Perry as a place to do business.
Now, outside of the realm of ribbon cuttings, which is, of course, one thing that the Perry Chamber of Commerce does, the Perry Chamber of Commerce also helps to put on events, various things that go on in the community. And today is actually a celebration in the spooktacular for people to get out, get some treats on the town, and have some fun. So can you just talk to us a little bit about what people should expect from the spooktacular today in Perry?
So our spooktacular downtown trick-or-treat walk takes place downtown. We close the streets. We close the streets to vehicles to keep it safe for all the kiddos that are around getting their trick-or-treats. And it's really nice to see the support from the community and also the business community supporting the community. So this event would not happen without all of the businesses and organizations that set up on the sidewalk that pass out treats. So we have 47 businesses, which is more than what we've had in the past. It's like 10 more than we had last year. So these are businesses that'll set up right outside their door if they're located downtown. These are also businesses and organizations that might not have a storefront or might not be located downtown. We help find a location that helps fill the gaps between the other businesses and has a nice steady flow downtown. So with that, we have 47 businesses and organizations that will be handing out treats for kiddos of all ages. And again, the streets will be closed for safe walking around. This does incorporate the Hotel Patti and the Perry Public Library, as well as DMAC, and kind of adding that loop, which is fairly new the last couple years. Before, it was just First Second Street, and it's kind of at your own risk to head over to the library. But now we've actually closed that portion as well and created a whole loop, and then really helping facilitate the one-way traffic and helping place businesses is a fairly new task as well, just to kind of help keep the balance, space people out, be mindful of that, but then help with the flow of traffic. So it's really exciting to see more businesses on the north end of town, but then more businesses wanting to pop up as well to really help fill it out.
Now, the Perry Chamber of Commerce has gotten back into the swing of some activities that were not present because of the coronavirus pandemic. One of those being the monthly chamber coffees, where the community is invited to come out and learn more about a business while also enjoying some sweet treats or drinks or whatever that's going to be on the table. Can you just talk to us a little bit about what the November Chamber Coffee is going to be?
The November Chamber Coffee will be on the 12th. That's the second Friday, 8 a.m. here at Raccoon Valley Radio. That'll be really exciting for the radio station to host the Chamber Coffee, because it's, again, a business that not everyone just comes off the street and comes to check it out. There might be occasion, you can speak to that, there might be on occasion that that happens, but location-wise and nature of the business, it's really exciting to have Chamber Coffee hosts open up their doors and show people around and show off their spaces, and for people to come and see behind the scenes. So for here at the station, with the new renovations and technology updates, it's something that people don't necessarily get to see. They might notice differences and changes on the air when they tune in, but to actually see what the new structure looks like with new walls and new offices, and to see the fancy lights all around as I'm looking around and seeing all of the new technology and the meeting room and things. We used it back when we were doing the pie auction, but to actually get people in to see it and get to know the new faces that are part of the crew as well. So that's a great thing about the Chamber Coffees, is that it's another point of connection for people to meet each other, see what's new, and then celebrate some of those milestones. So it's been about a year now for that renovation. So if John still wants to do it, we'll do a ribbon cutting as well.
Now, is there anything else you would like to talk about or mention?
One thing that we will talk more about will be the Festival of Trees Reshuffled. And so this is something where we're hoping to help with that event and kind of keep the tradition going. And so more news, more information on that coming soon, but we'll be looking for businesses and organizations to help with that event, which will be decorations downtown and wherever you are, not just at the Carnegie. So just encourage people to get out and about this weekend to celebrate Halloween and Beggar's Night and all of the activities, but just be safe. So, you know, keep an eye out for people walking around. It'll be dark earlier these days, but that's why we do Spooktacular 4 to 6, so that for the younger kids, it's still light outside and you can get around easier, and then to check out the hospital with their trunk or treat as well.
And that was our conversation with Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.